The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. A lot of people saying the one on 290 shut down shortly after we.
Well, what do I know? I've been told the one in Katy is still open.
And there's still one in the Woodlands also.
Okay. So, all right. Oh, yeah, I've been to that one.
We're back on the Blitz. Hour number two. Well, half hour number two, because we got Aggie basketball coming up at 5:30. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Juggalo underscore Trey 48, or whatever the hell he has on there now, number one Jordan Anderson fan, as Juggy Trey stepping in for the sick Aaron Rabel. Happy to have you here, Juggy. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And you can watch us on Twitch if you like. You can text the show. All good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, it is. So, a couple of things. If you we miss the first hour, it'll be on the podcast soon. And somebody asking, trying to get caught up on the usual suspects, where will their third hour be up on the podcast? And I don't know if you can check on that and see if that's not up. Usually it should be up by now. There's no question. So, that trade looks like it's done. And good question from, can't remember who did it. But and Twitter is suddenly very slow. But somebody asked, is the Okung trade sign of a possible Rivers signing? I haven't really heard Rivers to the Panthers. But, I mean, that might make some sense.
I mean, I've talked about that before. If they move on, that's a reasonable place, a place he'd like to be.
Yeah. So, the real Barnacle, that's who asked that. So that's a good question. And maybe it does, because maybe that's a guy he wants protecting his backside. But, I'm pretty I'm interested to see what the Panthers do, because, I mean, there's rumors that they're going to keep they're going to keep Cam. There's rumors they're going to move on from Cam. So there's a lot of names that have come up. And, new coaching staff, who knows? And then maybe Cam goes to Washington with Rivera. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen. It's going to be a fun offseason for quarterbacks, I think. Because you got a lot of names out there that you would never have expected.
Whew. Got nervous for a second.
Yeah.
I saw that Bo Jackson was trending on Twitter.
Oh, Bo Jackson dead?
Bo Jackson not dead. Basically, it was just a discussion of who the greatest pure athlete of all time is.
Ah.
So.
I
think LeBron is in the conversation. That's what started this whole thing. Or someone said LeBron is the greatest pure athlete of all time, which when you think about LeBron's size and how he moves, it's pretty phenomenal. But I'm on team Bo Jackson's the best athlete ever. To play two professional sports at the level he did,
yeah,
is unreal.
He like was really good at both.
I mean, Deion, to play two professional sports was impressive, but Deion was like he was a bottom of the roster baseball player. He was basically a pinch runner / defensive replacement. Bo Jackson was extremely good at both sports at the highest level.
Like that's was underrated as an athlete because of his size was Olajuwon. He could do some he could do some things at that size that human beings just can't do. And a lot of it was the soccer background. And,
I mean, honestly, Shaq's in that
conversation too. Yeah, somebody mentioned Wilt Chamberlain. The problem with Chamberlain, he was before my time. All I've seen are grainy films of him.
But give me Bo Jackson. I mean, my guess is Bo Jackson could do things that those guys couldn't have done.
Probably going to agree with you.
My guess is if you put a baseball bat in Shaq or Hakeem's hands, it would have been ridiculous. If you put Bo Jackson on a basketball court, would he have been NBA level? Maybe not.
No, but
would he have held up? I'm guessing so.
Yeah, I think he'd have been able to play. And somebody asked Jim Thorpe. Dude, Jim Thorpe was...
I don't know about Jim Thorpe. I mean, don't give me Jim Thorpe.
I can't speak to guys that I only have grainy pictures of that I never saw. I mean, that's...
Jim Thorpe is like, it's all, I mean, it's all hearsay. It's all, oh, I, you can't find any video of Jim Thorpe doing the things he did, like that have, that are timed or whatever. Like, you don't know. Everything about Jim Thorpe is my grandfather told me Jim Thorpe did this. That doesn't even count.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, that's a, I mean, there's just no, that's a guy you read about in a book, basically. And, you know, there's no way to tell. Did you see, I don't know if I want to get into this story or not, because it's, apparently there's a push now in the Arizona House to ban transgender female athletes. There's a House bill now that has been sent to the Senate to keep transgender female athletes from participating in girls' sports.
That's such a slippery slope. I'm kind of weird on that. I don't know what I think. I do think that it's, I mean, there's obviously a physical advantage.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't even want to get into this conversation, honestly. People are just going to be pissed off at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, I just don't. I kind of agree that
I'm all for people doing whatever they want with their bodies. Listen, you want to be transgender, go for it. Yeah. That's what you're into. But if you want to be transgender and then compete in athletics as you're in, notice how many women who convert to being men do you see trying to make it in the Olympics? Zero.
Yeah.
But when men convert to women, they want to get their athletic shine on. I'm not for it. If they want to have their own like a separate sort of,
yeah, if they want to create a different category,
yeah,
I'm okay with that. But
it can be men's, women's, and other. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I kind of feel like that's, you know, it really isn't fair from a physical standpoint. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, and you got to just basically one more segment to get in, if that's your...
That's
your
it?
Phone. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, we're almost done here. But somebody was asking also, did Shaka save his job last night?
I'm going to go no. And someone was tweeting about that this morning, and I responded to it and felt like, you know, the guy was, it felt like he was kind of baiting. He said, Shaka Smart was fired by the media 3 weeks ago, and you all know why. I don't know why. I don't know what he's trying to say with that, and you all know why. It could be because he's several years into his tenure and hasn't done anything. Said Tuesday he won his fifth straight game. That's not easy to do. Maybe everyone in this business could just be more judicious in this territory. And that's from Michael DeCourcy, who writes for Sporting News and Fox Sports. And I quote tweeted that and said, first of all, that 5-game win streak coincides directly with John Beilein becoming a viable option.
Yeah.
I don't think that's coincidence. The other thing is, in the grand scheme, does a 5-game win streak and sneaking into the tournament, which isn't a given that they will, but let's just assume now that they will sneak into the tournament, does that somehow change your opinion on the direction that Texas basketball is headed? Because it doesn't for me. I mean, he's had 5 years. This would be the third time he's made the tournament. At best now, they can go 10-8 in conference. This is a team that was picked fourth preseason. So whatever you think is happening, they still underachieved this year expectations. They underachieved what they were supposed to be for another year. So I'm of the belief now, and I think Shock is a good coach. I said Texas had a home run hire when they hired him. I was wrong. Yeah, he's not been a home run.
He's been a bunt single.
If that.
Yeah.
So to me, this 5-game winning streak doesn't tell me that Shaka Smart suddenly has it figured out and Texas basketball is going to, you know, start going to Sweet 16s. If Texas believes that they are a big boy basketball school, which based on the money they throw around, you have to believe they think they're a big boy basketball school. You can't overreact to this. He's never finished better than fourth in that conference. He's not going to do that again this year. And mind you, this it's a 10-team league.
Right.
So,
and realistically, Kansas is good every year. Baylor's good every year. Everybody else sort of rotates who's good.
Oh, West Virginia is pretty solid.
Yeah, but you should be able to get in the top four.
Yeah. I mean, who else is spending that kind of money on a coach?
Kansas, probably.
Kansas.
Yeah. But
I mean, Texas Tech just went to they played in the national championship game. I just don't think Chuck Smart's the right answer for them long term.
What might have, if they do get in the tournament and he winds up getting to the Sweet 16 and it winds up saving his job, is it the right thing?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, that's not impossible. You get the right matchups. I mean, I wouldn't bet on it. Well, Italy has closed all sporting events to fans for a month due to coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
That includes Serie A soccer matches. And stop with your Cristiano Ronaldo stuff as best athlete. Get out of here. The guy couldn't play another sport. He's great at soccer. He's fantastic, but stop. Please.
Lamont says, transgender men turning women ain't no slippery slope. Your ass don't want to talk about it because you don't want to offend them mental weirdos. Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Part of my political beliefs, I know you think I'm a flaming liberal, Lamont, but part of my beliefs is if it doesn't affect someone else, do what the hell you want with your life. I don't care. It's not my house. Do what you want in your house. You want to do weird sex stuff? Cool. Good for you. Don't, you know, so it's not that I don't want to offend anybody. It's just I don't care what they do. I just don't think it's fair for them, for someone who used to be a man to compete against women as a woman. I don't think physically it's fair. So it's not about me not wanting to offend anyone. It's just because I really don't care if that's what they want to do with their lives. That's up to them. But if they want to compete in the Olympics, you probably have to compete with the hand you were dealt, if you know what I mean.
A bunt single, Fred, because bunts go for doubles, LOL. Hey, dumbass, they go for sacrifices, they go for outs, or they go for singles.
Man, the listeners have been chippy today.
Yeah, it's just, you know, people are
what, Fred?
Dickweeds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, you've never heard of a bunt single? Come on, man. Wake the bleep up. Tell them about whatever it is you're supposed to tell them about.
Allstate. That's right, guys. Allstate siding and windows. You want to start the new year great, start it with Allstate. The Houston weather, it's unpredictable to say the least. I mean, it was damn near freezing a couple of days ago. Now it's warm outside. Of course, today it's been raining, which, you know, what are you going to do? But if you're heating or cooling your home, the pros at Allstate Siding and Windows can help you by checking your older windows for drafts. Call Allstate Siding and Windows today for your free window inspection. That's right, $0 window inspection, plus 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. They've been around. They're going to be around. Military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. It's the kind of company you want to work with, guys. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Call them today, 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's Allstate Siding and Windows.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. JPD2 says, PO'd Fred Fowler cracks me up. I'm not really mad. I'm just baffled by how dumb people can be sometimes.
A lot of stupid people out
there. Yeah, and those of you trying to say Ronaldo is a better athlete than LeBron, just stop. Listen, I get that you think that soccer players don't get enough credit for being athletes, and some of them are terrific athletes, but don't bring that stuff. I mean, it's not disrespectful to your sport to have to hear that LeBron is a better athlete.
Cristiano Ronaldo's 6'2". Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, guys that are 6'2" can do a lot of things physically that the average guy who's 6'9" should never be able to do. LeBron does those things.
I mean, that's, you know, yeah. I mean, stop it. Just please. 713 asks, why don't you guys do a live stream only on game days? Listeners get what they want, the full 3 hours. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what whether or not that would do us a lot of good.
Well, and also, I mean, the Aggies have stream rights within like a certain geo fence.
Right.
So, listen, the Aggies being on our station, we love partnering with them.
It's good for us.
It's good for us. Trust me.
Yeah.
And keeps the lights on around here. It helps.
And you know what? Every now and then a short show's not the worst thing. Hey, I got
to
tell you.
Yeah, we get to go sit in Galleria traffic now.
Yeah. Believe me.
Get home at the same time we normally would.
Believe me. I'd rather be here until 7 because, frankly, I'm getting home maybe half an hour before I would on a normal night because the traffic is so terrible around here. And I don't get to listen to us. So it's that time again, ESPN 97.5 second annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer, supported by Four Roses Bourbon and Boost Mobile. We'll be giving away 97.5 prizes to the top 97.5 winners. And did we mention this is all free? Just head to ESPN975.com to enter, and you can win prizes like gift cards to Roosters Men's Grooming, iRace Entertainment, Pitch 25, Heights Beer Garden, Holman Draft Hall, and much more. It's Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Unquestionably good.
Home Dude says, Charlie Ward is a good athlete, played two sports, arguably the two hardest positions in each sport. That's fair, but yeah. He didn't play football professionally. And remember, Bo Jackson was an all-star in both sports. I mean, he was at the top level in both sports. So Charlie Ward had a nice NBA career, but was never considered like one of the best guys in the NBA.
And stop with your 90 minutes versus 48 minutes soccer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Honestly, because
no one's tweeting me that because they know.
Well, I mean, it's silly. But somebody asked, when are you guys having a live show at Carbach? We'll have one here pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Yeah. Pretty soon.
Yeah. Got to get your beer going.
Yeah, my beer is about ready. So we're going to have two releases of it. We're going to have it at Carbach, and we're going to have it at R-Bar. And so the R-Bar show will be one of the only places for you to get it. So it's, you know, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have...
But you'll all have a shot at it.
We're going to have a few kegs that go to bars of mine, so maybe we'll do one there too. Carrizo asked, how about Jim Brown, historically also known as one of the best, if not the best, lacrosse players ever? He was fantastic, but again, before my time.
I don't know anything about Jim Brown. I never saw Jim Brown play sports.
Yeah, I just know him as what he is now, which is a guy who's an activist and talks a lot. Somebody asked, do you still work with Whitmire's? Yeah, we do. We had some Whitmire's in here yesterday.
Yep.
And we're going to be using some of their barrels to age our beer with True Anomaly. So, Brock Lesnar dominated UFC and WWE. Stop with WWE.
Although, listen.
That is badass, though.
Brock Lesnar is a really crazy good athlete. I mean, he is, for a man his size, he's extremely physically gifted. He's a great athlete, whether pro wrestling or not. Like, there's some stuff that's...
You know, I just want to throw this in there just because I know soccer guy's getting his feelings hurt. And nobody's disrespecting your soccer, but this whole 90 versus 48 minutes thing. So is a marathoner a better athlete than Usain Bolt? I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Right.
It's a very different style. It's a very different skill. There's nothing wrong with the fact that, and it takes a lot more. I mean, you have to have a lot of endurance to play soccer, but I guarantee you, to go play 48 minutes of a basketball game at the NBA level, you better have a lot of endurance too. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with. I mean, there's a lot to be said for those guys, but let's not be silly just because you love a sport. Like, that's like me trying to make a case for a hockey player. It's just, no, stop it. What about Happy Gilmore? Set records in hockey in one tournament.
He was a bad hockey player. He couldn't even make the team.
Wasn't that based off of John Daly?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I think someone made that up and lied to you, Trey.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Y'all are so ignorant and biased towards soccer. Ignorant? Yeah.
I'm surprised they had a country accent when they're talking about soccer.
No, I just put that on because I used a y'all. If you're going to use a y'all, I'm going to put a country accent on
Good
you.
Good point.
So,
I mean, you can. I understand soccer. I understand that it's a very difficult game to play. What I'm saying is, again, do I imagine that if LeBron James spent 2 years working on soccer, that he'd be a pretty good soccer player? My imagination says yes. If Cristiano Ronaldo spent 2 years playing basketball, would he be a pretty good basketball player? I mean, would he be good for a rec league? Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. They're different skills. I don't know if LeBron would be any good at soccer.
You'd probably have to play goalie when you're that big.
Probably. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think and listen, I've really gotten into soccer lately. I watch a lot of those. I watch those Premier League games every morning on Saturdays. It's kind of my Saturday morning thing because I'm always up too early.
Yeah,
and I appreciate what they do, but you know, get the bleep out of here with that.
Prime George St. Pierre is one of the better athletes I've ever seen. Dude was doing like backflips and front flips from standing. Like that's almost like I see people backflip, but you're talking about a guy standing, doing a front flip, and landing it. That's not from a run, just doing it. That's crazy.
I bet you if you put LeBron in the backfield of an NFL team, he'd be pretty good.
Well, a tight end. He was recruited as a tight end.
Yeah. All right. We are going to Ben brings up Dave Winfield drafted in three leagues.
Dave Winfield's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude was legit.
He is. Or young Dave Winfield. As he got older, he ballooned up nicely.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jason says Michael Phelps. I mean, he's really great at his sport. I'm talking about, like, overall athletes. Like, if you put Michael Phelps into a ball sport, would he be able to play? I don't know.
Probably not.
My guess is no. Yeah. And HTX or IMC West says Brock doesn't have the stomach issues he does. I feel like he would have ran the UFC for a while. That's debatable, too. Brock, his biggest issue was he didn't like getting hit in the face. And once guys were able to hit him in the face, that changed things. Cain Velasquez kind of exposed him. Secretariat, though. Now, that's a legit. You would agree with that. Secretariat, greater athlete than Bo Jackson? Tough call.
Animal, man. Come on.
Secretariat or Ronaldo?
Well, Secretariat didn't run for 90 minutes, so I guess it's, yeah.
Sorry. What about Jimmy Johnson? Those races last a lot longer than 90 minutes. Right, Trey?
Yeah.
World-class athlete.
Nah.
All right, guys. Carbach, the Light Circus Spring Break Concert is back. There's sound. There's light. It's going to be great. It's for the love generation. Saturday, March 14th, 6 p.m. at the brewery. Ghostland Observatory will be playing along with Ishii with light displays, plus there's going to be tons and tons of cold Carbach beer. Are you into any of those bands, Trey?
Ghostland's pretty cool.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Well, maybe you'll see Trey out there. You know, you and Trey can drink some beers. It's always a good thing. And they've always got great beers on the wall when they do these concerts. Well, they've always got great beers on the wall, but they've got some rare finds on the wall when they do these concerts. It's a feast for the senses. Get your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. Light Circus Spring Break, Saturday, March 14th, only at Carbach. And follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to find out everything that's going on with the brewery, with the concert series, with the restaurant. And when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.